Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Last night we had what could be described as the most ill-informed woman we've ever had on our show. Now we give the women of Southern California an opportunity to redeem themselves.
Right.
And talk to smart women.
By the way, this is the music from Jeopardy. It was reported a number of weeks ago that Alex Trebek had a heart attack. How is he?
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know how he is. I hope he's fine.
I have a sharp shooting pain up the left side. Sorry. No, sorry. What is cardiac arrest?
Answer. Daily Double. And you are...
All right, let's talk to Lisa in L.A. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes. Did you go to college?
Yes, I went to college.
What do you do for a living?
I produce TV.
You do? Anything we'd seen?
If you watch some of those entertainment channels.
You mean like all the stations?
Some of them are dedicated
to entertainment.
And it might take a letter from the word
E
entertainment and kind of just really rely heavily on that letter.
You could rely heavily on that letter and you would not be wrong.
All right, here we go. You ready to roll?
Oh God, I'm going to be so embarrassed if I'm wrong.
Okay, which is the nearest star to planet Earth?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask the Kennedy question.
No. Just general knowledge, baby.
These are new questions. We're not asking the same questions we asked last night. That would be foolish and redundant.
What's the closest star to the planet Earth?
Our sun?
That is correct.
What state is Barack Obama from?
Oh, do you know what? Oh, my God. I'm going to vote for the man, and I don't know.
Ooh. Sorry, baby.
Correct response, Illinois.
Sorry.
Correct
sorry, response. Darling. Keep up the good work with the show. So.
Sorry, what is coronary? Coronary. Oh,
there
sorry.
She goes. Anna in South El Monte. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Anna, how are you?
I'm great.
College?
Yes.
What college?
I'm going to Rio Hondo College.
Ooh. Is there a fake Hondo College?
A what? No. Good one.
You know, I saw the other day, I saw a sign along the 101 that said career college.
Right.
Isn't that a little redundant?
No, it's a community college.
No, not yours, but
career college.
Career college. Isn't that why you go to college?
Well, actually... a career college might be more focused on a specific career, whereas college...
Like all the rest of them?
Well, the college or the university experience, I think, is designed to broaden one's horizons and increase one's general knowledge. And
all right. Annie, you ready?
Okay.
What is the chemical breakdown of water?
What? I don't know.
If you're going to break down water into two parts...
Right. Very good question.
I don't know. That's a hard one.
One part would be hydrogen, and the other two parts would be...
Hydrogen and what? I don't know.
Wow.
Sorry.
Starts with an O. It's what you're breathing.
Air.
Oh, Bobo.
Air? Oxygen?
Oh, Bobo. Oxygen is correct.
My God.
All right, thank you for calling.
You are so friggin' nuts, you don't even know. You're one of the stupidest callers we've ever had.
God almighty, man.
Now,
we're giving women an opportunity in Southern California to redeem themselves.
Now,
pile on.
No, I think it's important for listeners to understand that the calls we're getting at 520-9710, these are chicks who are calling because they think they're the smartest in the audience.
Right. Actually, you know what? I'm sort of mistaken there. There's three parts to water.
Yes.
H2O.
Right.
Hydrogen and oxygen.
I believe it's two parts hydrogen, right? One part... No, am I wrong?
One part...
One part hydrogen, two parts oxygen.
Okay, so the two is for the O.
All right.
Very good.
Alicia in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You ready, baby?
Yes, I am.
All right. Any college in your past?
Yes. I went to Cal Poly. I'm an engineer.
Ooh, so you're a smart one.
Oh, I hope so.
You would have had the H2O. You had that question.
Yes, I had that.
Were you slightly...
Two parts hydrogen.
Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. Were you slightly embarrassed by the last couple of calls?
Yes and no, but go ahead.
All right, so it is two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen.
Yes, because there's also H2O2. Which
H2O2.
Is another chemical.
Wow, look at you, baby. You're smarter than we are. All right, what's the capital city of Norway?
Stockholm? That's Sweden. No, I don't know.
she goes.
Oslo.
Sorry, darling.
Oslo.
Oslo is correct. But
it comes
gotta
after.
You got to get that first time.
And it comes after the buzzer.
All right. Sorry, sweetie. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Smart women like Angela in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hello. How you guys?
All right. And which college did you attend, darling?
I also went to Cal Poly, but I called for something else, but I'll participate in the game.
All right. What'd you call for?
Because I wanted to tell you, Chandra Wilson also plays on Grey's Anatomy.
Thank you very much. All right. Brian Whitman has a question for you.
Who lives in...
Okay.
Who lives in the Vatican?
That would be the Pope.
Yes, that is correct. What sport is played every year at Wimbledon?
What sport? Tennis.
That is correct.
How many stripes are on the American flag?
Ooh.
And it represents something.
How many original colonies?
Yeah, you go, Timmy.
16.
I'm sorry. The answer we were looking for is 13.
You are dumb beyond any comparison, without warrant, and barren of any ideas. Get
Dougie, off. Dougie, please. All right, let's talk to Janae in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, stud.
Hey, smart cookie, huh?
Hey. Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hillary Clinton is a United States senator representing which state?
New York.
Correct. Which state was Governor Clinton a governor of before he became president of the United States?
Texas?
Sorry, darling. Thank you for calling. That would be Arkansas.
Right. And I think what we're trying to do...
Sorry.
I think what we're trying to do here is... to crown the smartest chick in the audience, she has to get a run going of correct responses.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom.
You got it.
Let's hit it. Lindsay and El Segundo, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey.
this could be trouble. What college did you go to, baby?
Some community college.
All right.
I've been finished.
All right. All right. Here we go. What is the biggest state in the United States of America?
Texas?
Sorry.
That's not right.
Thanks for the phone call, darling. How about Connie in Anaheim? You're on 97.1.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Rather embarrassed by the calls so far?
A little bit.
All right. The biggest state in the United States of America?
Biggest state, Texas? Oh.
I have a question.
You are so friggin' nuts, you don't even know. You're one of the stupidest callers we've ever had.
Tim, I have a quick question.
Yes.
If caller A answers Texas and it's incorrect, and then caller B answers Texas, does it somehow, because it's a different caller, become a correct answer?
No, because, you know what, land mass is fluid.
I see.
And between calls, Texas could have physically become the largest state. So it's not a bad answer.
All right. Okay.
Let's talk to Leslie in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi.
All right, you there? You smart?
I'm smart.
All right, the largest state when it comes to land mass in the United States, what would that be?
I'm going to go with Texas. Oh, it's Alaska, isn't it?
No.
You are dumb beyond any comparison, without warrant, and barren of any ideas. Get off.
What happened?
I mean, that's three. That's the hat trick. That's three Texas. It's Texi.
Eventually, Texas will be right if we do the show for about another 8,000 years.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen your contract.
Coco in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Largest state in the United States.
It's Alaska.
That is correct, ma'am. Here's Whitman with a question for you.
In sports, what does MVP mean?
Most valuable player.
That's exactly right. In which country would you find Mount Everest?
India.
Sorry. But, you know, that's a tough question. Let me give you another one,
okay.
All right?
Sorry.
What ocean is Hawaii in?
Pacific.
That's correct.
All right. Who's John Roberts?
Who's John Roberts?
Is he a senator?
We can actually ask you, who's Judge John Roberts?
Right on.
Who is he?
Judge John Roberts, a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. How many innings in a baseball game?
There's 9 innings.
How many players on the field at one time?
9. She's getting help.
Baby.
She's getting help from the
dude. The smartest woman. It's not the smartest couple.
Right. There's a dude back there helping her out.
Yes. There's a guy back there going nuts. Dana and Corona, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You smart chick?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, just looking for smart chicks in Southern California. It's tough to do.
Bell's a bit hot.
Yeah, it is hot. All right, you ready? Here's Whitman with a question for you.
Who was George? Who was George Bush's vice president?
Dick Cheney.
No, the first.
Forgive me. Right, the first George Bush. That's correct. I did not ask the question.
Sorry.
Yeah. The George H.W. Bush, the former president, who was his vice president?
Oh gosh. Oh my god! I should totally know this. I'm a political science major.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You should know it. Yeah. He misspelled potato.
What? Dan. Quail.
That is correct. Ultimately, she did get a
correct. Yeah. What year was John F. Kennedy killed?
I think 63, but it might be 64.
63 is correct.
63 is correct.
Okay.
Look at you.
Wow. All right. What country is Winston Churchill associated with?
England or United Kingdom.
Great Britain. Excellent. Excellent. What year was Martin Luther King killed?
1968.
That's correct.
We could be on to something here. We could be on to something. Who was Regis Philbin's co-host before Kelly Ripa?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
How many strings does a violin have?
Oh, God. 4.
That's correct.
Wow. How'd you know that?
Wild guess.
That is correct.
Wow. All right. How many does she have to? Does she? How many more?
No, keep going until she misses.
Oh, all right. Okay. I've got one for you. How many United States representatives are there in Congress? Not senators, but representatives.
Ooh, I don't even know that. I don't think.
No, you know.
415.
No, 453.
No.
Is that right?
Almost 435.
435. Oh, I screwed that
close.
Up. All right. You're a very smart woman, though, Dana.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I love you guys.
All right. Take care of yourself. There she goes.
Now, she went away in redeeming the reputation of the women who listen
to
the show.
Yes, she did.
She really did.
Yeah, she's a very smart woman. All right. We're looking for smart women of Southern California. Last night, we talked to one woman who was not so smart. We're looking for the smart ones to be able to redeem yourself here in Southern California. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Looking for the smart chicks, because last night we heard from a chick who was, not so smart. And we'd asked for women to call up who got pregnant during high school, and she said that she did, and that she, I believe, was advanced a year in graduated high school.
But she said she graduated a year early and kind
became
of
a nurse.
Offered that to us as the proof of her smarts.
Yes, and here she is. Here's the benchmark for the low. Now we're looking for the smartest woman in Southern California. Can we ask you like a couple of questions? You could try to riddle us some answers.
Oh yeah, sure.
All right. How many senators are there in the United States?
Senators?
Mm-hmm.
50.
All right, one for every state. Who's the current Secretary of State?
I don't know.
How about the vice? How about the vice president?
Oh, the vice president. That's the guy with Bush.
What's it?
We'd need a more specific response than that.
Well, all I'm saying is that, you know what? no, I did graduate and everything, and I went on. I went to nursing school.
You should still be there.
Yeah, baby.
How old are you?
38.
You should be at Birmingham High as a junior right now. Let me ask you one more question. How many Supreme Court justices are there?
I don't know. I didn't major in history. I majored in accounting.
Oh, for three. Baby, baby, baby.
Well, you can ask me anything about nursing, I'll know it.
How many days in a calendar year?
How many days?
Mm-hmm.
In a year.
In a year?
Yeah, you put all the months together, pick out the days, and how many are there?
And you add them together, of course.
I don't know. Do you know?
Yes, actually, we do, madam.
I got an idea.
Okay, so this is the guy that's
Honey, you don't know anything.
Sweetheart, you should be a Portola Junior High.
You don't know anything. honest to goodness, I don't want to be mean, but you might be the most uninformed caller we've ever spoken to.
All right, there she goes. All right, looking for smart chicks here. Diana in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
All right. Just want you guys to know I'm big fans. Brian, you make me laugh so hard.
Ooh. Oh, thank you, Diana. You're very nice to say that.
That's going to go a long way in this game.
Are you single?
Yes.
How old are you?
33.
Really? You hot?
Are those your fillings humming?
I just kind of get bad reception where I live.
Are you standing close to an appliance?
No.
Mm. I have no idea what she's saying.
Are you hot, baby? I mean, what's the look?
For an engineer, I'm probably better looking than most female engineers.
Pass.
Now, you would be the second engineer. Did you hear the other engineer who called?
Was that the last one?
In the previous segment, we had an engineer.
Because the last girl was good.
Yeah, why are all engineer, like, chicks who are engineers, why are you guys all single?
Because why commit to something that's not going to work anyway?
That's right.
Just total hatred of this sex. I understand it. I understand.
All right, here we go. How many continental United States are there?
One. Oh, there's one continental United States, but 48. Sorry.
48 states.
Yeah.
All right, that is correct.
It comes after the buzzer, but we'll take it.
All right. who are the two U.S. senators that represent the state of California?
I don't know.
All right, so much hope for you, baby. Now we got to go.
Thank you, Diana, though, for the phone call and the very,
very nice,
the nice words. Yeah. Thank you, Diana. Sorry.
Maria in Beverly Hills, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. Is this Mark or Maria?
Maria.
This is Danny Bonaducci.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
Maria Bonaducci. All right, Maria, who are the two U.S. senators that represent the state of California?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I didn't go to college, and I didn't go to high school in this country.
See you later.
All right. What country did you go to high school in?
Mexico.
And did you go to college in Mexico?
No, I did not go to college. I came back here, and I just study languages, so I'm good in languages.
Do you want to say?
All
right, so we will actually give you a handicap, much like, you know, you're an apprentice. Like at Santa Anita, when they run an apprentice, he gets £5 off.
I see.
Why? Is it because I said I'm from Mexico?
Yeah.
Or because
No,
what?
Because you didn't go to college.
Right. So, yeah, a lot of the general knowledge.
We'll ask you high school
questions.
Like
an American would know.
Okay, here we go. Fair enough. What is the square root of 16?
Oh, God, that's a hard one. I'm terrible in math. Can you give me a more, like, geographical question?
What's the number that comes after?
Language?
What's the number that comes after 16?
Oh, please, 17.
Yes. All right. At what temperature does water freeze?
32 something.
No, 32 is right.
In what state would you find Tallahassee?
I know this one. Hold on. Tallahassee, oh, my God. I know this one. Florida.
Yes, that is correct.
The capital city there, in fact.
All right.
Too bad for a little Mexican, huh?
Yeah, you're terrific, man. You're kicking ass on all these privileged white chicks up here. All these engineers are calling up, and they don't get anything.
Yeah, I didn't go to high school or college, and I can't believe some of the answers of these
people that are so-called educated.
Did you dial in tonight thinking that you might be crowned the most intelligent chick in the audience?
Might be.
Not at all. Not
might
at all.
Be. Hey,
but I just thought, I mean, I think I'm not stupid, and I didn't go to college, but...
No, I think you're the best.
I didn't think I would be, like, the smartest or anything. I know what my, you know, I'm artistic, so I'm not, you know, smart with maybe history or...
All right, tell us a little bit about Juan Miró.
Of who?
Juan Miró.
I have no idea who that is.
All right. All right, Maria, thank you for calling. All right, Joan in West L.A., you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks.
All right. What did Juan Miró do for a living?
He was an artist.
That's correct. That's correct. Go ahead.
We established earlier there are 48 continental United States. Name the other two.
Alaska and Hawaii.
That is correct. Look at you.
Yeah.
Who are the two women that represent the state of California in the U.S. Senate?
Ooh, big two. Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein.
Boom.
Another political question. Bill Clinton was the last Democratic president. Who was the previous Democratic president before Bill Clinton?
Jimmy Carter.
Correct. Right. What's the average age of a waitress at Nate and Al's?
You're kidding. 75.
No, close. 112.
Where's Glasgow?
Where's Glasgow?
Yes.
Oh, Scotland.
Okay. Where did the Los Angeles Clippers play before they played in Los Angeles?
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't ask a sports question. Los Angeles Clippers were in Cincinnati, Ohio.
All right, sorry, baby.
Bad.
Cheryl in Westminster, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hello?
Cheryl.
Hi, this is Cheryl.
All right, we established that. Where are the Clippers from? They played somewhere before they played in Los Angeles.
I'm not sure. I'm not very good with sports. Is it Berkeley?
Is what?
Was it Berkeley?
Berkeley, yeah. You got it, baby.
Congratulations.
I think you undersell yourself.
When taking a human being's temperature, what's normal?
300 degrees.
What is it?
300 degrees.
300 degrees is correct.
That's right. That's right. That's not a fever. That's normal.
Actually, it's 301.
All right. If you put the thermometer in your mouth and it comes out 300 degrees,
you're fine.
You're fine. There's no need to call anyone. You'd be all right.
What is the who is the most popular celebrity when it comes to box office? Who's the number one celebrity?
Hillary Duff.
That is correct.
Who hosted The Tonight Show before Jay Leno?
Was it Conan O'Brien?
That is correct. How do you know?
Yeah,
are you reading
so
all these?
Smart.
Are you guys reading all? Are you reading all these?
Reading? You mean off the interweb?
Are you on the interweb?
Yes, I am. I'm actually kind of afraid because heard hackers can steal your electricity off of it.
Oh, but wait a minute. They can steal it off the interweb?
Yes. Haven't you heard?
I have not heard that. No, I have not.
And diseases?
I have not. All right, Cheryl, one more question. Who's the biggest fool so far tonight on the Conway and Whitman show?
Is it Cheryl?
Get out of here, baby. Jesus Christ, Cheryl, no kidding.
How long before, I guess we can't listen back to that. How long do you think that went on for?
I don't know, let's listen back
she
to
hold
it.
She hold that note for how long did she hold
here.
That note?
Yeah, I can put the speaker up here.
All right, let's listen to the show here.
Conan O'Brien?
That is correct. How do you know? Are you on the internet?
Yes, I am. I'm actually kind of afraid because heard hackers can steal your electricity off of it.
Oh, boy. Wait a minute. They can steal it off the interweb?
Yes. Haven't you heard?
I have not
viruses?
Heard that. No, I have not.
And diseases?
I have not. All right, sure. One more question. Who's the biggest fool so far tonight on the Conway and Whitman show?
Uh,
is it, Cheryl?
She sounds like that guy. Go!
By the way, it was 5 seconds. It was 4.5 seconds. 4.8 seconds.
Wow, wow, wow. All right, a lot of smart women in Southern California. We appreciate all you guys listening. You guys are very bright.
Yes.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM.
I have no idea what she's saying.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. John and Jeff join us from the John and Jeff Show.
Oh, here we go. So glad
you're going on.
Yeah.
Make it.
All right.
Nice to see you, fellas.
3 minutes out of the hour.
Yeah, 3 minutes before the hour.
All right. Your picks, real quickly. Seattle, Green Bay.
You know, I'm going to pass because I
pass,
not,
Jeff.
I want Seattle, but I think Green Bay is going to take it. I'm going to put my money on Green Bay.
Jacksonville, New England.
Unfortunately,
oh,
I
New
think
England.
New England.
San Diego, Indianapolis.
I want San Diego. I think Indy's going to take it.
And Giants and Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah,
yeah, I think you're right.
I would like the Giants, having grown up, of course, in a house where Giants football was, you know, everything. I don't think they can beat the Cowboys.
No, I think they could. I don't think they will, but I think they could. Hey, now, do you guys, off the air, you guys call each other every day, every other day, never at all?
The only time we see each other is during this crossover between your
yeah.
show and
we see enough of
show.
Each other.
By the way, John, I'd like to compliment you from one broadcaster to another. You're wearing a nice set of new cans, man.
Are those new?
Amazon.com, $20.
Really? Oh, yeah. They look like $30 headphones.
Yeah, new
they're
headphones.
A little bulky.
Well, you know, but you know what? They look good, man.
I still have my Radio Shack specials, the bargain bin.
Now you got Sony's. You got the same as Whitman.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah, these. You know, I've had these, honest to God, since 1991.
How these are broken.
How long do a pair of cans last for you, Tim?
Yeah, for me, well, these are totally broken. They are.
I finally got some.
They literally fall apart on me every night.
Just disassembled his headphones.
And you know why I didn't buy new ones? Because I was waiting for somebody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like a friend of mine or like a relative to say, hey, man, that guy makes his career in radio and his headphones fall apart.
Merry Christmas.
I'll take care of that. I got it. I got the hint. I got it. I'll take care of that.
Get out of here.
What, you want one like I have? You want like I have?
No, no,
I'll get you. I'll get
hey,
it.
What happened to the ones I got you?
You know what?
Did you lose them?
You pig? Excuse me?
Did you lose them?
No, they're
Lost.
No, they're home somewhere.
Oh, Christ.
You did. You got me a nice set of
Bose.
And they are at home somewhere, but I found in just, going through old stuff, I found these headphones, and they're kind of magical to them because they represent, of course, an earlier time in my career. So I said, I'm going to start wearing these again. Maybe like a good luck charm, they'll bring, you know, some good content.
What is RD 1027? What does RD stand for?
Don't say that.
Throwback headphones.
No, this does not say that.
These?
No, oh, no, yeah. I wore these. When I was a teenage disc jockey, like John from the John and Jeff Show, talking up songs and playing Lisa, Lisa, Lisa.
All right. What's on the John and Jeff Show tonight?
By the way, you said three Lisas on your audition tape.
Lisa, 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 Lisa.
Lisa, Lisa.
Here it is.
Hot 97.7 FM. High Desert's number one station. I'm Johnny B. Rocking the box tonight, Saturday night. Going head to toe. Here's Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. At Hot 97.7 FM.
Fine. What's wrong with that?
Nailed the post.
Hit the post?
You did.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, it's only two Lisas.
Oh, get out of here.
Lisa, Lisa, Lisa.
No, it's Lisa,
right,
Lisa.
What's on the show tonight?
Third shift free-for-all, so we're going to have some fun.
We're going to talk up records.
How much?
It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1. Stay tuned for John and Jeff following us immediately. We'll be on Likas, right after Likas tomorrow on 97.1 Free FM.
Seriously, how much you hate me?
Not at all.
With Uri disturbing Orange and Arkham Stadium and all that and nursing home and the naval reserve and the ambulances and all that. And then, of course, there's the extreme weather. The last couple of days, the South Bend was pummeled, blasted with rain, and people were dying everywhere. So, you know, we have a lot of things to worry about.
Yeah, right. And also the home values have gone in the toilet.
The values of the homes and all this have gone down in the drains. And, of course, the weather and all this and the pummeling and the snow and the sleet and all that, of course.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back going home with that jackass on Friday. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. I was drunk and I thought you were cute. Now I'm at the free clinic, wish I'd been more astute. I didn't really mean to bang you. It's just what happens with 10 beers. It's just 'cause I was drunk. But baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd leave the bar without contracting Hep C, and you'd stay.